We had a chance to check in with Darren Boyd, co-owner at Spang-a-Lang Brewery right here on Welton Street. We want to know about the status of Spang-a-Lang.
Well, we're still here for now. We're doing everything we can to keep the beer flowing to the neighborhood. It is to-go only, like everywhere else. But we still have plenty of crowlers, and folks are able to bring in their growlers if they want. And, you know, we fill them up and send them on their way. You know, it's been a challenge kind of adjusting to this new reality. There's still a lot of major question marks ahead of us. But for the time being, we're just kind of trying to focus on keeping the beer moving as well as we can during this kind of hardest time, and then we'll kind of see where the chips land after that.
There is something about the watering hole that's so very, it's probably universal.
Yeah.
Now people have to do their watering at home, but we can bring in our own growler, and your situation is different. What makes your capability there different for us to be able to bring in our container and you can fill it up there?
As far as we understand right now, there just haven't been any rule changes in regards to what we're allowed to do as far as to-go beer is concerned, except the obvious of we can't have people standing around inside of our tap room and trying samples of the beer. But yeah, we have experience in cleaning growlers and stuff like that. So ideally, people are always bringing us clean glassware or reusable stuff to begin with, but we have the capability of cleaning that here. And so that's why it's our understanding, that's why the law has always been that way. They're changing some things on the fly, allowing us to do delivery and stuff like that where we weren't allowed to do that in the past. Bars are allowed to do takeaway cocktails and things like that. So everyone's kind of trying to adapt to these changes on the fly.
Are people able to get it just the pint, the half gallon, the gallon, the imperial liter?
Right. So that's one of our challenges right now is that typically you're talking 32 ounces or 64 ounces for both. That's for the glassware that people have that they bring in, or we're filling our crowlers, which are the cans, the single-use cans, and those are 32 ounces. So you're talking two pints of whatever you're committing to. And so that's one of the challenges we're facing right now. I mean, we're kind of a boutique shop here that does some kind of esoteric styles. And, you know, I think everyone is looking into canning and different types of packaging solutions that will make to-go beer a little bit more reasonable to your average consumer who maybe hasn't tried all your beers before.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Looking ahead, you've got to be thinking about canning and bottling and all those things you have to do mm-hmm. because you can't be a brew pub, as it were.
Yeah, we're getting some new guidance about how things might look when we start to reopen. And yeah, it's definitely going to make it, you know, virtually impossible for us to operate like we used to. We just won't be able to fit enough people in our space to sell enough beer to make it all work. So we're going to have to, you know, figure out some stuff on a number of ends. But one of those will be presumably figuring out new packaging options.
Darren Boyd with Spang-a-Lang Brewery right here on Weldon down at 27th. As a beer maker and all the other craft brewers, I'm sure, are thinking about what they're going to brew next. What will be your pandemic-inspired beer? Have you thought about it yet? Have you already done it?
Well, you know, we're trying to stay away from any inspiration from this other than it's not supposed to be all doom and gloom. So we have a barley wine we're just about to release. So we were supposed to have our anniversary last weekend, but that didn't really happen as planned. So we're releasing our anniversary barley wine here very shortly. That last time it was called Misbehavin. We'll see if it keeps that name, but...
Darren Boyd with Spang-a-Lang Brewery. Let's go with your website. We've got you at spangalangbrewery.com. All the details there on the rules, when you're open. Bring your growlers or pick up a crawler like that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you can order online there. We can do no-contact pickups. We aren't actively doing delivery, but if somebody really needed the beer delivered, they can always give us a call, and we'll work something out if they're in the Denver area.
Darren Boyd, always crafty and creative. That's why they're in the craft brew business. SpangalangBrewery.com. Darren Boyd, thanks very much. Be well.
Thank you, Steve.